T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I've said all along, I'm not doing anything to get a plea deal.
Until now. Congressman Chris Collins now due in federal court in Manhattan Tuesday to change his plea.
To what extent did they use his son's legal situation against or to pressure the congressman to take a deal?
He may take a felony so that his son gets a misdemeanor or even dismissal.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716. A lot happened in just a few minutes mid-Monday morning. Western New York Congressman Chris Collins, a Republican congressman, of course, expected to plead guilty in an insider trading case that has hung over his head for a year, according to court records filed on Monday. A federal judge in Manhattan has scheduled a hearing for Collins to enter a guilty plea in the case Tuesday afternoon. A similar hearing has been scheduled Thursday for the congressman's son, Cameron Collins. Now, Collins' attorney didn't immediately respond to messages seeking any comment Monday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan declined any specific comment, too. The court filing didn't specify which charges Collins would plead guilty to. He was accused of both insider trading and lying to the FBI during the investigation.
Yes, as I understand it, he would have to forfeit his seat in Congress if he pleads guilty to a felony.
We immediately turned to our political go-to guy, Carl Calabrese, as the news broke. Carl, correct, of course, if the congressman does indeed plead guilty to a felony. Calabrese walked through the possibilities on air with Sandy Beach.
So essentially, he'd be giving up his seat and pleading guilty. You think we'll ever learn the full details of what the deal is? There has to be a deal.
Oh, no question, there has to be a deal, and I think we'll obviously know what the reduced plea is. I'm not sure if we'll ever know the backstory, and the backstory is to what extent did they use his son's legal situation against or to pressure the congressman to take a deal. We may never know that, but lawyers have told me that the son was in more serious jeopardy because he had actually sold stock. Congressman Collins never sold anything, and that's a big difference in terms of the severity of the case against you. His son did sell. The feds may very well have used that situation to convince him to plead down, plead guilty, to maybe save his son jail time. We'll don't know that, but I'm speculating. But I know enough about law enforcement and prosecution to know that that's what they do to get guilty pleas. If they have leverage on you with a family member,
oh sure,
they will use it.
That's the first thing I thought of because we just played a soundbite of him just a week or so ago saying, no, he's not going to take any plea deal. He's going to go to court and clear his name. And then all of a sudden, he turns it around. Well, what does this do to the race? Who do you see as the real players in the race if this happens? And a secondary question, will we be able to convince David Bellavia to change his mind?
Well, that's the big unknown here. But let's take what we know for sure. You've got 3 declared candidates as of this point. You've got State Senator Chris Jacobs.
Right.
You've got State Senator Rob Ort. You've got a lawyer from Genesee County named Beth Parlato, also a Fox News commentator. And I think very, very shortly you will have Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu in. So I look at those 4 and I say, well, you've got 3 A-list candidates right off the snap. You've got Jacobs, Ort, and Mihailu. And I rate them A-list candidates only because they have run for office. They know what a campaign is like. They have won major offices. They know how to raise money. I don't mean to disparage Beth Parlato, but she has never run for anything. But she has raised a lot of money. That's interesting to watch. So I would rate those 3 as A-list candidates. And, of course, if David Bellavia comes in, I think that changes everything.
Well, yes. In fact, I read about the meeting that was held a couple of weeks ago where he was just emceeing it. But he was the talk of the meeting. Will he? Won't he? He's got that star quality right now, and it doesn't hurt to have the Medal of Honor pinned on your jacket.
No question. And that visual of the president draping the medal around his neck, I mean, that could do it. So I think everybody is waiting to see what he does. But he has been, you know, I mean, he has said he wouldn't, he was not interested. He's got a position and a mission now at the U.S. Army to promote the Army and service. And he may stick with that or he may change his mind. That's up to him. But if he does not enter, you're going to have a four-way race right now. And it's going to be a good one, I think, because you've got some candidates in there who know politics. They know how to raise money. And it's going to be a real, I think, a Donnybrook.
Well, you know, he does love the Army, and he said it many times, and the Army loves him. But I think he could also make a convincing argument that as a sitting congressman, there's a lot of things you can do during the course of your average workday to help the U.S. Armed Forces, including the Army.
Sandy, I would not be a bit surprised if he changed his mind and got into the race.
We won't know exactly what the ramifications will be until that plea is entered. Lots of legalities to consider.
There are only three pleas in the federal system.
Our legal analyst, Paul Cambria, walking us through the law library part of it all with Tom Puckett.
There's guilty, not guilty, and what they call nolo contendere, which is no contest, which basically means you're pleading guilty, but you're not admitting the criminal conduct. You're simply pleading guilty to dispense or dispose of the case. Rarely do I see nolo pleas given out. They have been given out in the past, but rarely. Sometimes you see a plea with a deferred prosecution, which is you plead, then after a period of time of no violations of the law or what have you, they'll set that plea aside. Rarely do I see those things. You do see pleas to lesser offenses. You see a so-called 11C plea, and the 11C plea binds the court. So in other words, you make an agreement with the prosecution, and then if the court accepts the plea, and they don't have to, they're bound by the terms of the plea, which would include the sentence as well as what the offenses. So, you know, there are a lot of possibilities.
Now, if Congressman Collins pleads either guilty or not guilty or no contest with the change of plea, what could this mean to his status in Congress immediately and any possible reelection bid?
Well, obviously, it depends what they plead to. Sometimes cases they reduce it to a misdemeanor. There are very rare federal misdemeanors. I mean, that's always a possibility. And it depends what they plead to. And as far as I know, there isn't any disqualifying plea. In other words, I think you can still be a member of Congress and have a felony conviction. What the electorate would do is another story.
Any prediction on which way the congressman will go in this change of plea? Do you think it'll be a straight guilty plea or a no contest plea?
Well, I think that obviously something is afoot here. Chris Collins is a fighter. On the other hand, his son's involved. And that's always a dynamic that the prosecution uses when family members are involved. For example, he may take a felony so that his son gets a misdemeanor or even dismissal. You know, that dynamic is always there. And it's a very difficult one, as you can imagine, since family members are involved.
Collins, who was among the first members of Congress to support President Donald Trump's run for the White House, had been scheduled to go to trial next year on charges he illegally leaked confidential information about a biopharmaceutical company to his son, allowing Cameron Collins and another man to avoid nearly $800,000 in stock losses. The case, filed in August 2018, initially caused Collins to drop a re-election bid, but he restarted his campaign a month later as Republican leaders were deliberating who would replace him on the ballot. We all know what happened then. He's back in office. And, of course, we'll be following this plea change on Tuesday.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.